Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to...
And I'm Ron Skinner with WRWK 93.9 Midlothian, Virginia. It is time for Building Better Societies, and we have a real unique show for you today. We have Liz from her home base over there on 10 East Washington Street in Highland Springs. So without further ado, I'm going to put her right along with you. So here she is. We have Lamont on the phone.
I believe we have
can you hear each other?
Travis on the phone.
Uh-oh, we got some feedback. Someone's got some radio running in the background.
Sound like we have too much static. Okay, that's a little better.
It's still there. Somebody's walking around there listening to the show with a different device. Maybe you gotta shut the door.
There you go.
Is that better?
That's it.
That would do it. Yes. How you doing, Ron?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Don't forget Lamont's with us.
Okay, Lamont, are you there?
And here's Travis.
Yes, ma'am.
And we got Travis on. All right, we got an action-packed show today. And what we're doing is we are putting together what we call a March for 1 million children. With so much going on in the world today and the attack on our children, we got to do something about that. There have been murder through abortion. And then even after they are born, they have been murdered. So we want to take our children back. And we want to do that with your help. So we are putting together a 1 million children march. And it's where we want to go before the governor of Virginia and tell him that we want to be able to have a voice in what's happening to our children. Our children needs help. And we have a group of people who's coming together with me. And it's all starting here at the CHAZ Bus. Let me tell you what CHAZ Bus is. CHAZ Bus is Community Health United, Building Better Societies. And the only way we're going to build a better society is we're going to have to take care of our children. At the CHAZ Bus, we have a workforce development program in which we want to be able to say, reach into the jails. Because you know that in July, I believe it's July, right? It's July now. It's July the 2nd.
July the 2nd, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to light out 144 inmates. So what's going to happen? We got 144,000 inmates being let out, and children are being killed. So we need to organize. We need to do something. And I'm so glad that we can have a group of professional people who are coming to the table and say, we are here to build safe and healthy communities. I believe the first person we have on the line, I see there is a Dr. Travis Hurst. Dr. Travis Hurst, share what you want to do. I believe you have three children of your own.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Introduce yourself. What do you do? And what are you doing to help build a better society, and especially in helping to save our children.
Yeah, I think, well, like you said, first it starts at home, right? So I don't know if anybody, there's been a lot of conversations going on recently, especially about Black fathers. And contrary to popular belief, Black fathers are very present in their homes. So for me, it's starting at home with my three kids. I have two daughters and a son. So that would be my first response.
Where's the echo coming from? Probably just his environment. Okay. It's better now. Go ahead, Travis.
Oh, was the echo coming from me?
Some noise. Some noise of some kind. Local.
Oh, okay. Sound. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I guess, do you have a follow-up question? Because my first answer is starting at home.
It starts at home. Okay. So what are you doing at home with your three children? Tell about your three children and what are you doing at home? And then tell what are you doing in the community.
Yeah, so it's
tell about your role as a father and tell about your role as a community leader.
Okay, so as a father, really I have two daughters and a son. And it's funny because it's, I don't know if y'all seen the TV shows when the children come and wake up the parent in the morning, but that's how it is for me. My kids wake me up in the morning, and I'm very hands-on. It's fun, right? We have fun. And what I like to do is, as you know, my name is Dr. Hoodstaller because I actually have a PhD. So what?
And you can also go ahead and tell him that you're my son. Go ahead. You can tell him.
Who is I trained them and I teach. Oh, there it goes. Say that again.
You can go ahead and tell him that you're my son. Again. You can go ahead and tell him.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm Lydia's son. So I'm passing on the legacy from what was given to me. When I was 6 years old, whenever I tell my story, I always shout out my mom because my mom had me in the community at 6 years old. So I'm just doing what was taught to me from my childhood. So what I do now, I do the same thing with my kids who are in the home. I'm teaching them.
Yeah, he's got a bad connection.
It's a bad connection there.
Well, he's on a cell phone, so it's a little irregular. Yeah, my guess is that he's
okay. We're not sort of like lost him,
and we lost Lamont. I'm not sure what happened.
No, we got Lamont. Don't worry about it. We got Lamont. He's coming up.
Okay,
go ahead, Travis. We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what I do is there's a lot of educational things, a lot of education I give them, but I'm doing it in a way where we watching music, we watching movies, we listening to music. We're also doing like arts and crafts and different activities. So, for example, we'll watch like educational content. I do want to shout out, there's this YouTube channel called Gracie's Corner. Again, let me say that again. If you're looking for good educational content for your children, Gracie's Corner, what they did is they took a lot of the classic ABC songs, et cetera, and they put them to a catchy tune. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know about that joint, Gracie's Corner? Yeah, Google it, man, or YouTube, Gracie's Corner. So, that's a real good educational tool. But then what I do is I bridge that. Like, shout out to what my mom was doing. I bridged that with community work. So we, of course, we do the normal back to school drives. Huh? But yeah, we do the normal like back to school drives. So it was nice because I was a year late, but when we had a back to school drive, here in where
subscribe
I live,
to Sirius.
My daughter went at 7 years old. So I'm like, yes, I'm continuing the legacy. So now is the community type things we're doing. I actually just came, I'm in the car because I'm just coming from a community event. We're having it. It's a 3-on-3 basketball event. But I don't know if y'all noticed, but a lot of the issues that we're dealing with today is having children to be involved in extracurricular activities. Mm-hmm. So a lot of kids just want to stay in, stay on their phone, and you know, Snapchat, all that stuff. We have been successful with, of course, like sports. So just at a 3-on-3 basketball event, and it was mm-hmm. right there. And they, because there's a outdoor playground right there in the community, so everybody was out there. And there was vendors, etc., whatever, clowns and the things the kids jump up. The y'all know what I'm talking about when the kids can jump up and come in.
Oh, you talking about the
bounce house. So just having events like that, and the good thing is we get into a regular schedule. So now, like, we got a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, we got the back to school draft. Soon we're gonna do a coach draft, and then like these regularly scheduled community events, because it's organized and planned. Now we can have the children out there and have them seeing what it looks like. Because then to bring it all together, like. But I always tell my children that I want you all to be grateful, right? Because you are fortunate to be in the situation that you're in. So telling them to be grateful is way different than me just telling them when we're actually out there helping people who may not have the school supplies or who may not have the access to the things that they do have access to. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing with all my children in the community.
All right. Thank you, Travis. Hey, Travis, we got a whole room full of people who want to talk. So right now, we got to give it up for the next person. And we're going to let it be Lamont is the organizers who is putting this whole thing together. Lamont the went down there, he done talked to the governor's office, and he already done told them, said, hey, we need to do something. And he said, give me that opportunity. So now we're going to have Lamont to come forth and talk.
Sit where he is. Are you sending him the link, Liz?
Yes, he's coming. Yeah, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming in. He's coming in right now.
Just slide to the right. Just slide to the right, girl. There you go. There you go.
Good afternoon. How are you?
You got to turn that camera, Lamont. We can't get you.
Hey, come on, Lamont. We want you in the camera. We want you in camera, Lamont.
There you go.
All right. Yes, that's Lamont. Lamont is our organizer for this 1 million children march. Lamont, why did you decide to even start this?
Well, Minister Charity, to be honest with you, it's something that's been looming with me for years since the time that I started working as a paramedic and dealing with children. I worked as a paramedic for about 17 years. After the Christopher Gorn situation where he shot up Little John and 3 children, and I was one of the medics who had to come into Gilpin Court to pronounce those children deceased on the spot, I stayed on ambulances for about another 7 years, primarily because of children. The good Lord woke me up, just to be 100 about it, about 2 months ago, 1:35 a.m. in the morning. You never forget when God wakes you up in the Holy Spirit. And he said, I have chores for you to handle. 1 million children's march at the state capitol. I didn't ask him me. I didn't ask why. I just started to handle my chores. And as the ordination of the Holy Spirit is, I'm already with my godmother. Minister Elizabeth Charity, and between us two, God has blessed us to make it happen and to come into fruition. So we met with the governor's staff on Capitol PD, and we have the permit for the march September 17th 1300 hours to 1400 hours. That's 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And my agenda is very special and very sacred to me. I'm a big proponent of history. And in this town, we had a legend. If y'all can recall, separate but equal is not equal, and but not separate and equal. Plessy versus Ferguson. Oliver Hill, Attorney Oliver Hill Sr., working with my Musa on the Supreme Court, Thurgood Marshall. We need to revamp the education system, and we need to start from the grassroots of putting back in the Pledge of Allegiance, putting back in prayers back into the school system, and emphasizing, number one, that the school system has to be safe for all children and for all educators. It's time to rid the school system of drug and heinous activity. And the only way we can do that is like Minister Harris' son said, it starts at home. It takes a village to raise a child. And in that village, my definition of system is a cord that is made out of many strands is not easily broken. And it's time for people to unite across all houses of people, despite color, creed, nationality, ethnicity, social economic status, or religious differences, and save our children to save the future of this Commonwealth, of the state of Virginia, and this nation as a whole. It is absolutely ridiculous if you follow the stats, what's happening to pediatrics, what's happening to our youth, our teenagers. The juvenile justice system is filled with children who have, look, to be frankly honest with you, they were not properly raised at home. They are under the influences of peer pressure, alcohol, and drugs before they're 18 years old. The major thing that I'm really going to be pushing for to protect the children that is very dear to me is anyone. And I want to make sure that everybody listening hears this very clearly. Any pedophilia or any taking the life of a pediatric or infant or innocent youth or teen, I am officially pushing legislature to call for the death sentence. I did not stutter. I am officially pushing legislature to call for the death sentence.
I want to know why. The why reason for death sentence.
The reason why is because it is time for these heinous-minded and even those people that are straddling the fence, it is time to put the fear of God back into this Commonwealth of the state of Virginia and this nation. Too many times, people are getting away with heinous crimes against children. Look at R. Kelly. Prime example. They talking about giving him 20 or 30 years. No, I'm not trying to gross anybody out. I am a victim of a childhood pedophilia. And it took years of counseling. And my mother of God, minister and retired police officer, Carly Croxton, to hold me together. And she did a great job. But in understanding what I had to go through and dealing with other pediatrics and children who had to go through pedophilia and everything else, it has led to me to pray. And God has said, that's it. It needs to be a strong message to leave God's children to children of God so they can be dedicated to God. And once you, the key thing is, once somebody pedophiles a child, their entire life matriculation has been affected. I don't care what age it is, what sex it is, their entire life has been affected.
Okay. We want to thank you for what you share with us. We do believe in joining you for saving our children. That's the reason why I'm working with you. Not that I am in agreement with everything you're saying and everything you're doing, but it's one thing I know it is. In my heart, I really want to save the tune.
Save the tune.
All right. Thank you. I think my next person we have is Masha. Masha, will you want to come up? And I believe you can be able to share with us. You have a youth program, right?
I have a nonprofit.
You have a nonprofit. Tell us about your nonprofit and what you do.
I have a nonprofit that works with children internationally and locally, and in Kentucky, in Calf Creek Hollows. We partner with people who are trying to help their children in their communities, children and families, and they're small. So they don't have a lot of resources, and they're not big enough to get the help that they need. And we take references from people who really know that the people we're partnering with have integrity and we can trust them and that they truly are going to help the children. And we help them provide resources to the children that they need. Mm-hmm. We have a place in Nairobi, Kenya, where we've taken 200 children out of the slum areas. And my younger son and I, we went there. We walked in the slum areas, and we held the children's hands.
In other words, you went down in the dirt.
Oh, yes.
You
yes,
went down
yes,
in
yes.
the mud.
I went down
and you went and pulled them out. Yes. And you clean them up, and they came a new creature. Come on, that's what I'm talking about. Well, in other words, not just talking about it, but doing the walk, doing the talk, and making it happen.
Yes.
Come on, girl.
Yes, and having integrity.
Integrity.
Being able to take people's money and making sure it goes where you say
it's supposed to go. That's right.
And not taking from them and not taking from the children.
Speaking of that, what we want to do is we want to, from here until September the 17th, we want to do like a fundraiser for this. And we want to do it through here. Awesome. And if you send just $1, we want more. But if you send just $1 for 1 million children, that's going to raise $1 million, right?
Yeah, if 1 million people send a dollar, for we have 1 million.
Uh-huh.
We have $1 million.
And have $1 million. And look, not only that, we'll be able to take that $1 million and we'll be able to provide job training for those children, after school programs, before school programs, and mental health care. We'll be able to provide it because we got a staff provide all of that.
Yes, yes.
And you're going to get the opportunity to meet some of the people on our staff who is working behind the scene to make it happen, right?
Make it happen,
girl. We're going to make it happen. We're going to save that chip. We're not just going to talk
and
talk.
And you know what we're going to do, too?
Well, what else are we going to do?
We're going to take some teams up into Calf Creek, and we're going to educate them, and we're going to have schools for them and summer camps for them.
Yes.
We're going to do lots of stuff.
We got a lot. Oh, child, we got it all set up where these kids can actually say, come their own little entrepreneur, fix their own little how-do. You know what I'm saying? Have their own little fashion show. It is all can be done right here in this facility.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even create our own TV show. Come on now.
Yes.
We can make it happen. We can make it happen. Because we are saving our children. We talk. We walk the walk.
Yes.
And we are not going to allow Satan and his demonic forces to come in through murdering, through abortion, to kill our children.
And I want to add something, Miss Liz. Something that a lot of people overlook is that our children, if you think about our children now compared to our children in the 60s, you think about why is it so different? You know, why are we having such a tough time? Why do we have kids killing other kids and kids thinking that it's okay to resolve problems through killing? Well, look at the things that the children listen to. Look at the music industry and the music that's coming out that the kids listen to that affect their soul, that affects their being, where they're told it's okay to kill, that you deal with problems by killing and not talking. Look at what our precious children are learning, because even the ones who are doing the killing, they were children too.
Yes.
And what has happened is the kids are listening to things and And when you listen to things and you put things in your ears, you see things with your eyes, you see all the violence on TV, you see, wow, everything is handled. Let's get a gun. Let's shoot somebody. Let's go after somebody. Let's stalk them. You know, we didn't have that when I was growing up. We had Leave It to Beaver. We had we had shows with families, you know, and going to work and coming back. And when they got in trouble, there were consequences.
That's right.
You know?
And that's the reason why we wanted to create our own TV show. Don Rotten. Breaking the glass, breaking the darkness, bring forth the light, and change the heart and soul of people.
Got to change the
soul. Got to change the heart and soul.
It's the soul of the
If there's a darkness, if there's a darkness there, there got to be light to shatter it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It can't be done no other way.
And you can't. You got good parents trying to raise kids. You really
That's
do.
It. You do.
They're trying to do it right
And they need, sometimes they need some guidance.
Yes.
They might get in a slump, and they're going to need somebody to come in and pull them out that darkness and add some light. And that's what we have going on. That's what we want to have going on right here at this house.
Yes. And what I'm saying is, even if you have good parents who are doing the right thing, if the kids are listening
to the wrong things
and their minds are filled with drugs and sex and killing and everything, you know, your parents have a tough thing to walk against, you know? Right.
You know, I'm going to take it's like my son's Travis. Travis started out and he was...
Antoine's with us.
Antoine's with us too. That's my other son.
Oh wow!
That's my other son. That's awesome. But see, that's what I like about my two sons is God, like, had me just pour my heart into them. We was actually, as he said, living in the he called it the hood, but I just say it was just not a nicer part of town. But it wasn't the hood to him. It was the hood.
Right.
But what it was. He was the light. They were the light in that hood. You see what I'm saying? They were the ones who was going in. We was having Bible study. We would go in and get children off the street, and they would walk into our house and have a Bible study. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You give it a break. In other words, we can go and pull them off the street.
And you were filling their minds and their souls with good
light. With light. In other words, we were clashing the darkness.
Yes.
And it can be done.
Yes.
And it will be done.
Yes.
And God has given us the power to do it. Mm-hmm. So we walk in power and integrity.
Yes,
and I turn it over to now. I think it's Antoine, who is my other son. And then we're going to turn it over to your son.
Oh, no, I don't think he came to talk today.
I could add something.
He can see he wanted to add something. Okay. Yeah, that's right. what I'm talking about.
You want to talk about the project respect?
Go ahead. Talk about the project respect, and then we can go talk to them. Talk a little bit about project respect.
Thank you. Project Respect is the name of my nonprofit. And if you're interested in looking at what we're doing, you can look at the website called touchachildsheart.org. touchachildsheart.org. No cap, no spaces, no apostrophes, just touchachildsheart.org. You can see what we're doing, and we are supporting a school in Kenya. We are taking 200 and some kids out and feeding them. These kids would have died by now and starved to death had not we partnered with the pastor there and made sure they have meals. We've worked in Ghana, and we worked with children who whose parents had passed away, and all these children had HIV, and we partnered with a pastor there who and was able to get health insurance, and we built fruit trees and water in, all kinds of practical stuff in order to help take care of these children. And locally, we're working with a group in Calf Creek Hollows in the Inez, which is the coal mining county, and they have some of the poorest kids who are in the state of in the United States of America. And what we have done them is we have taken camps to them, and we have taught them math and English and writing, and we have combined it with the Vacation Bible School. So there's music and there's God's Word, and we have spoken to them and given them the message that they are valuable and that they have a purpose for their lives. So we have given a lot of hope to a lot of children that had no hope and that did not think anyone cared about them, and definitely did not think God cared about them. But God is an awesome God, and I just love the way that He connects things, and he connects people, and He says, "No, I have not forgotten you. I see your prayers, and I'm going to take this person over here in Richmond, Virginia, and I'm going to bring her over here to you. You know, she might be 6.5 hours away, but I'm bringing her to you, and you're going to know that I have not forgotten you, and that I love you, and that I am hearing your prayer and answering." So I think it's very exciting when God uses you and you become His vessel.
You know what I really like is that God has shown people in the Bible who was one time a murderer, who one time killed, but when once He got to their heart, it made a whole new difference.
Okay.
Because Paul was the biggest murderer in the Bible, but God got into his heart, transformed it. And guess what? All the whole Bible was written about him because of what he did.
Yes.
He was willing to die for Jesus the same way he had killed all the people.
And he was such a notorious person.
Yes.
Even when he was transformed, the disciples were afraid to meet with him. And God, and God had to tell them, "No, I said
I'm the one that changed that heart." Yes. So you can't count people out.
No, you can't.
You can't. You have no nobody. God is the only one that has the right to take a life. No man have a right to take a life. Only God can do it.
God can do it. He's God of miracles.
That's it.
He's a God of impossibilities.
And so that's how He uses us.
Yes.
In other words, if we can't give a life, then don't take it.
So.
That's it. I end with that. We have the next person. I think my son, I get carried away sometimes, but that's my heart. That's my passion. That's my heart. That's my passion. That's my son. How you doing, son?
I'm saying goodbye.
How you doing? Goodbye.
Hi, how you doing, Nathan?
Can you hear me? All right.
Tell me what you're doing to say. Tell me what you're doing. How you've been? How you're saving the community? The children in the community. Share your what you're doing. The great work you're doing. And why?
Just raising my kids. Huh?
Huh?
What is your question?
Why are you doing what you're doing as far as helping with the community and working with children? Why?
Well, the best thing I could do is make sure my kids stay out of trouble. Make sure my kids have a good foundation and make sure that my kids are listening and paying attention and following instruction. If every parent does that, then we live in a better society and a better world. If every parent do their job, then people to work with kids' job be a lot easier.
That's it.
Pretty simple.
I like that. That's so simple. It's nothing hard about that, is it?
It's so that's simple it.
That it has to be done. So, Antoine, what was what was the one thing that changed your life that kept you from getting a part of a and say into the gangs, and you know that it's doing wrong things. What kept you from doing that? And what
it's just my personality. My personality, I just knew who I am. My personality wouldn't be a good fit for no gang. So that was a turn off for me day one.
That was good.
I like that. The internet awesome. I like that. But see, a lot of children don't have that personality. They don't have that reassurance of who they are. So they need people like you and like Marsha and like Travis and like so many other people whom we're going to invite to come and be a part of Save Our Children, to be a part of the Save Our Children March. So if you are working with a youth organization and you're listening to us, we're inviting you to help us. We're inviting you to give your time and your money to be able to say, Save Our Children, to be able to provide after school and before school programs for them, to be able to provide mental health care for them. Because that is very important. So many children are going through trauma and they just need a friend to talk to. So Antoine, in dealing with some of the children that you are working with, how do you approach them as far as dealing with some of the trauma that is going on in their life?
Well, I'm just trying to increase, I mean, once you know your self-worth, then life become a lot less complicated for you. Once you know your value and your self-awareness and hold yourself accountable, then life, once again, you can make better decisions. So my job is always to increase self-awareness, always increase self-worth. You know, it gets tiring sometimes to deal with people that you always got to reassure. It's draining. It's draining and frustrating that you always got to constantly reassure somebody. So my job is, if I can increase that self-awareness, then I don't have to always give them a self-esteem shot or words of encouragement if they already know their self-worth, if that makes sense.
Okay, that's good. What are some of the ways that you teach them on recognizing their self-worth?
Well, the self-worth always start with self. And I tell them, at the end of the day, you don't need nobody. You don't need nobody to validate your self-worth. It's what you think about you. It's all that matters. It's what you like about yourself. You know, at the end of the day, someone always going to look better than you. Someone always going to dance better than you. Someone always going to do something better than you. And someone always going to do something less than you. But at the end of the day, you got to know what your worth and your self-esteem. And you don't need a whole bunch of self-assurance when you know your self-worth.
All right. In other words, when you look in the mirror and look at yourself, go, I'm worth something because I can be able to give something to you.
Right.
When you can give a piece of your own goodness to somebody else and they receive it, and you become that mentor to them to help catch them by the hand and cater to the next step, then, hey, that's something to live for, right?
Yes. And I always trying to focus on what you're good at and what your strengths and what your weaknesses are. And most of the kids know what they're good at, and most of the kids know what their weaknesses are. So we're trying to focus on both, really. I mean, it's the balance and the beauty of being balanced. Yeah, I'm good in this, but I'm not good in that.
Mm-hmm. As a father, what is the one thing that you want to leave with your children?
To hold themselves accountable for their actions. Accountability is important. I mean, this world would be a lot better if we hold ourselves accountable. Instead of trying to point the fingers at everybody else, you got to ask yourself, what was my role in this incident? What could I have done better? Okay. Or what should I do or should not do? You know what I'm saying? Hold yourself accountable. It's an old saying, when you point your fingers at somebody else, it's always three fingers pointing back at you. Stop playing a victim. Everybody's not out against you. You don't have a whole bunch of haters. The biggest hater is yourself. Your own worst enemy is yourself.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Well said.
Thank you so much, Antoine. Those are some wise words. Thank you. See, I got a man of wisdom. You know what I'm saying? I got a man of wisdom. I'll be honest with you. When he was in my womb, that's what I prayed. I prayed that he will grow up to be a man of wisdom. So God answered that prayer. Thank you, son.
Thank you.
All right, I believe the next person we have is, what's your name?
Tom.
Tom, come on over here. Thank you, Antoine.
Howdy.
Thank you.
All right.
No. Uh-huh. So a little background on me. I'm a prior Air Force EMT.
All right.
So I did like 5 years in New Mexico.
Five years in Mexico?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay. Tell me about New Mexico. Just a little bit. One thing that you remember most.
Well, it is a state, contrary to popular belief. Green chili is really good. But
things first.
Something I was going to say to go off of what my mother was saying earlier.
See what we got here. We got mother and sons, you know.
just disclaimer, I'm not the one that was helping her with the ministries. I was somewhere else.
Okay.
But one of the biggest problems with teenagers, kids, they're very impressionable. And I don't know if y'all are very familiar with TikTok, but there's always these really, really idiotic, stupid challenges. Like, what was the one this year? Oh, yeah. Let's break a school sink so people will like us. Kids are very impressionable. The worst thing you can do is give them a smartphone at a very early age.
Yeah.
Social media is the worst thing. You can have as many TV shows as possible to teach about how to use, but that's not going to do anything. Because when a kid's on a phone by themselves, they can look at anything.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, there's so much manipulation. And what your son was also saying, the only thing I'll add on to that as well, not just have self-esteem, but understand that the only thing that matters is if you were better than what you were yesterday. Like yourself.
I like that.
You don't judge yourself. Everyone's in a different chapter in their life. My chapter 3 is different than your chapter 17.
I like that. Oh, that's awesome.
Other than that, I really got nothing other than
that was quite enough.
That was a lot.
Sorry, Dylan.
I tell you, hey, we want to have you come apart and save the children. To help us with that 1 million march. So if you're listening out there, you get your friends to listen. And you can call in. And you can come and be a part of this show on Building Better Societies. And when we build better societies, that means it includes you. You be building a better you, too. And when you build a better you, then you can give you to somebody else and then become a better them. You see what I'm saying? It's just a matter of continuing to let it grow. Right? In other words, we'll help each other to grow to be better people. That's better than stepping on each other and trying to push them down.
Bail them up.
And that's what we want to do. We want this month to be where you can be able to build a better society. In fact, that's what our fundraiser is going to be, Building Better Societies. Send in $1, send in $2, whatever you want. You can send it to the station.
I turn it over to you.
Give them
your website, Liz, if they want to come. Actually, I would say stop by, get a piece of fried chicken or whatever you have over there, and tour the place, you know.
Do come over to 10 East Washington Street. We have a lot of food downstairs. Come on over. We're going to even get you on and probably be a part of a TV show, because we're creating a TV show out of this too, that Dawn Rising, you know, Building Better. We got it. Dawn Rising Generation Rebuilding Safe and Healthy Communities. In other words, once we, you know, it's like a healing center. Once we get the healing, then we can pass our healing on. You see what I'm saying? And sort of like just dig up the death, you know, they're trying to be, dig up the death and bring you alive. You see what I'm saying? That's what we do here. We don't speak death on people, because those words is what kills a person, heart and soul. When you speak words of encouragement and love and care, that's what builds up a person. And
yep.
That's love. that's loving a person to the bone. You know what I'm saying? Deep down, soul love. You know what I'm saying? That bring that death to life. And that's what we do here at the Church of Brothers. Just amen. Letting you know. Absolutely. Letting you know. And I believe I have another person here. I have another person here. Ron, isn't this fun? Ron, isn't this fun?
Yes, hi, Ron. Yes, indeed.
How you doing, Ron? Ron, tell your name.
Hi, Ron. This is Frederica. I'm a friend of Liz. I just wanted to have something deep on my heart about our youth and our young parents. I want to encourage them. Don't give up. The kids mean the world. They are our future. And I just want to give my love and reach another kid for encouragement. Love yourself. No self-esteem is a big thing with our youth, our children. And I think that comes from parents and stuff, degrading them, downing them, so they feel worthy. But I am a strong believer of supporting, encouraging, and giving the love I have given into them and making them a better person. That they are worthy, they are loved, and God loves them, and they can conquer anything.
I like that one. Yeah. We are more than conquerors.
We are more than conquerors.
We are more than conquerors.
We are
warriors. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You know it.
We want to give some of that into our kids, and they are worthy, mm-hmm. and they are loved. And you know, if you can dig within your heart and give it to someone else, show them, give them your time. That's all they ask. And definitely give them a couple of dollars. I got $5. And just keep on adding those dollars. But I'm just saying it's really critical right now. All the critical things that's happening to children acting out, it's like they're missing something from home. And that's love and time. It's everything that the parents are not doing. We definitely can do it. But give them that love.
You have to realize that hurt parents hurt children.
Exactly. But hurt, why not hurt children? And that makes sense.
So that means that as a parent, and I'm seeing you going through something, mm-hmm. then I can baby say, reach out to you, say, hey baby, let's go and have a cup of coffee. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk and see what we can do to help each other to raise that child.
Exactly.
In other words, it's like taking a village. You know what I'm saying? In other words, be that light in the darkness.
Exactly. But I'm willing to do counseling with my son or anybody else because we gotta. I help me help you.
Yes.
You know, help me be able to find out what's the real problem so we can mm-hmm. fix it together.
That's
and
it.
I would never turn my back mm-hmm. on my son because mm-hmm. you know I want him to be a leader mm-hmm. right behind me, second leader. And I have to be good and set that example for him to you know to produce that. That goodness. I told him, don't do anything negative. Think three times. Mm-hmm. And when you do something, do it out of love.
That's it.
Anything that you do.
Amen.
Amen. That's my seed. And I'm not a pretty bad seed myself, but I need him to be the man that God wants him to be and the son that I know he will be. And just and praying his love. He's
I believe
amazing.
He's already there. It's just a matter of just
having it. And don't be a father. Mm-hmm. A father will be a leader. Mm-hmm. You know, because the kids, it's just, if they don't have that strong support and they're not getting it at home, they're going to go to the left and they're going to find it from someone else. And it's not, because they're not getting that love, they're going to go to the closest person or anywhere. And that's the wrong way. So I think that's causing more problems too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
I'm sorry.
We have another call. We have a caller online named Roger who wanted to add to the conversation.
Oh, Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hi, Liz. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Roger. How you doing?
Good. I just saw you were on, and I remember meeting you and seeing your show in person a while back. And I just wanted to show my support. And
Roger, thank you so much. Roger, where did we meet?
A couple years ago. Station.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
at the station?
when you were doing live, Liz.
Huh?
When you were live a couple of years ago.
When I was alive? Okay. Well, Raj, I'm so glad that you called in. Share with me. Share with me what are the one good positive thing that you do and that you can be able to say, pass it on.
Well, I am talking to Ron about helping at the station with some programming and marketing ideas, because it sure was a loss for all of us that Brooke passed when he did in the way.
Yeah.
He was a good friend of mine and an inspiration.
Uh-huh.
And I think we need to continue his legacy and reach out to more people in the community and promote them. And so I hope we can do that.
You'll make Mama a poster?
What's that?
Antoine, did you say something? Are you still on?
Yeah, Antoine's on.
Oh, okay. Roger, I want to hear some more about what you were saying. I'm being honest with you. I'm trying to place who Roger is.
He came by to learn the switchboard, mixboard, probably 3 years ago. What do you think, Roger? Something like that?
Yeah, it was before COVID, and then I helped Brooke with an event at Rick's Rock Cafe.
Liz wasn't there, I don't
other
think.
Places.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Another event. Oh.
Okay.
One at a brewery way in the far Goochland area.
Looking Hole.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yes. In fact, I remember when we went there that day. Yes.
Beautiful setting. Yeah. What a beautiful setting.
It was. A
good beer.
I ran the sound on the small stage. But I just think it's important, like you all are continuing to do, to just interview and promote people and show the local area and the world that we're not bogged down by this news cycle and polarizing political environment.
And mm-hmm.
that we're still a strong country and a people, and we can agree to disagree and make a difference. So
yes, Roger. We are making a difference. What are we doing? We're dawn rising. We're making a splash into the darkness, bringing forth the light.
Right.
I like doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I'm doing the TV show, and we're going to show all of that going on that TV show. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be on CW NBC 12. It's going to be our second season. Our first season, when we did that TV show, we had 500 households that we reached.
Wow.
And so we believe that with all the people that we are bringing in now, we're going to reach so many more. We're going to touch so many more lives. And we're going to change the atmosphere in people's homes. You see what I'm saying? And they go up and run and say, hey, we got to turn on to see what's going on in Don Ronson because it affected my house. That's what we want to do. We want to get that ear. We want to get that heart. And we want to be able to put forth the work. That's what FM is all about, works. Put forth the works to change the community, rebuild societies, and create a healthy atmosphere for people. You in agreement?
It's time to make that.
I am in agreement. Yes, I didn't know you had a show on NBC. That's great.
Well, I'm getting ready to start it back up. Yes, I had a show on there, and then we're getting ready to start it back up. And it's going to be like a shoot off of what we're doing here. But you see us in living color, you know what I'm saying? In living color during the action.
Great.
Statistics of all the goodness that is going on in the community.
Bringing hope back alive. out of love.
Yes. In other words, all those people that you heard earlier that was with me, they are doing stuff, positive stuff, and we're going to keep a documentary of what they're doing, showing all the goodness that they're doing in the community. So it's going to be like feeding off yourself.
Great.
I think Marsha got one more thing to say. Hey, Roger.
Yes.
Roger.
Yes.
I'm hoping that you'll be able to help us get people to do the march, the 1 million march. You think that we can maybe maybe we can come and do a radio broadcast from somewhere that you know that we can do that, and that's the way that we can get all these people to come and march with us. How about that? Won't that be good? Let's do that. We're just gonna call people in. You're gonna come and march with us. Because we are going there and we're taking Virginia, then we're gonna move on forth to Maryland and then those other states too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're gonna be an overflow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I have Marsha here.
One thing I wanted to add that's very, very important as a parent of four children and grandmother of three children and a school teacher and a nonprofit president, prayer is very important. We have so much power with prayer. I have walked the neighborhoods. I put my tennis shoes on. I say, God, you and I, we have to have a talk. I've got to pray for my children. I pray for the neighbors. And that is a powerful weapon that everybody in the community, the parents, pastors, everyone, you can pray for your own children. You can pray for grandchildren. You can pray for your community's children. You can walk through a community and pray for each house and each person in the house. And if we are doing that, God will do the changing.
We will
be his instrument for change.
That's it.
We have to remember, a lot of people forget the power that comes into prayer.
The secular version of prayer is also available, and necessarily the more traditional version. But you can pray just by putting your voting with your feet, as they say, doing the action, as opposed to talking about what Jesus might do, doing what he might do. That's a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That's how people, I think, like Roger is Jewish, so his version of prayer might be
Roger's different. Jewish. I love those Jews. I love those Jews.
I'm not observant for the record, but I do pray and I do believe personally that my responsibility is to follow the example of Jesus and Moses and biblical characters.
I love this man. I love you, Roger.
You're sending out
the right, the right message.
Yes.
I love you, Roger. Yes, you are right.
Well, Liz, I hate to bring it up, but it's time to wrap our show.
What? Oh my God!
An hour is almost gone.
Hey, this was a good show. Yeah. Yes. Action packed. Yes, it was. And it was sent through the atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
We set the atmosphere and it's going forth.
That's right. So I guess it's time for a word from our sponsor. That would be me. The thoughts and opinions contained in this broadcast are those of the host and guests and not necessarily the staff or volunteers of WRWK LPFM. Or the board of directors of Synergy Project, but we all agree community is where it's at, and how we choose to pray or even observe that we're not the center of the universe personally is up to us, and it's okay. Find your way. We all have to find our way, but we're here, and we're looking for that way, and that's why we come together at The Work FM, because we can help people find the work that works in their lives, and we'll all find a different path. But, it's not like there's more than one God floating around and more than one power creating things. I'm not going to give it a name or even say it necessarily is a God-like thing, but we're here. That's a bit of magic, and I'm happy, and I'm going to help make it work. That's my version of religion. That's as religious as I get. And I was telling Liz the other day, we only have one prayer on this station, that is, let me be useful. That's Y-O-U-T-H. No, that's USC, useful. I, but as a 75-year-old, I wish I were more youthful. No, it's useful. Let me be useful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we need to get back to our loop, and it's been delightful having you on, ladies. We obviously have more to this conversation. So we must do this again next Saturday, perhaps.
Yes, next Saturday.
Set the calendar.
Goodbye. And love you. Bye-bye. That was awesome.